We all have come from somewhere to serve this nation called the United States of America. Ignorant of exactly what this experience would encompass, it exceeded any expectation that I had for myself. Prior to enlisting, declining manufacturing, skilled labor, and the military were the primary sources of employment for post-high schoolers from my city. Attending college was an option. As manufacturing continued to decline in the United States, the service industry became a secondary source of viable employment, if available, in my city. I entered high school, and at the same time, life was happening very fast for me. Prior to graduating from high school, I had to make real decisions. I couldn't afford to go to trade school or college. I couldn't afford to work for a fast food chain or any place of employment that was paying inferior wages. My grandfather, mother's father, served in the Army. My dad served in the Air Force. My uncles served in the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, and Air Force, respectively. Rudolph Cade, my mother's friend, served in the Marines. I was very impressed by Mr. Cade, especially with how he carried himself as a service member, and more important, a man. Having firsthand knowledge and experience with service members, I made the decision to join the United States Air Force active duty. I walked into the recruiter's office and met with Staff Sergeant Daryl G. Wing. I took the ASVAB and tested into the F-15 Crew Chief career field. I swore in to defend the Constitution of the United States against any enemy, foreign or domestic, Friday, September 4th, 1992. My life was changed forever. I gained viable employment, career training, housing, food, clothing, benefits, and most important, camaraderie. After basic training, I was sent to Spandau, Germany, assigned to the 53rd Fighter Squadron, Go NATO Tigers. I met and worked with amazing people in Spandau, Germany. I palace chased from Spandau, Germany to Memphis, Tennessee, joining the Tennessee Air National Guard 164th Airlift Wing to continue serving in the military while pursuing post-secondary education full-time, eventually separating from the military. I met and worked with amazing people in Memphis, Tennessee. After graduating from college, I secured employment and eventually moved to Nashville with my job and rejoined the Tennessee Air National Guard with the 118th Airlift Wing and later transferred to the Tennessee National Guard State Human Resources Office, Army and Air. I met and worked with amazing people in Nashville, Tennessee. In January 2021, I secured employment in Atlanta, Georgia, with my current job, which allowed me to transfer to the Georgia Air National Guard State Headquarters. I'm humbled and honored to retire from service in the presence of amazing people. Because of the military-industrial complex, I stepped foot on the following countries and territories via military or personal business and or travel: Germany, Luxembourg, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Turkey, Kuwait, Iraq, KBR Halliburton, United Arab Emirates, Oman, DynCorp International, Egypt, Mexico, United Kingdom, Bulgaria, Hawaii, U.S. Virgin Islands, and Belize. Because of the military, within 33 years, 1 month, and 21 days, I discovered that, administratively, all branches of the military are the same and that the only difference is the angle of attack. The Army will cover the ground, the Navy will cover the sea, the Air Force will cover the air, and the Marines will storm the beach. Because of the military, within 33 years, 1 month, and 21 days, I was able to secure a military career, being awarded several Air Force Specialty Codes and achieve the rank of E-7 Master Sergeant. Because of the military, within 33 years, 1 month, and 21 days, I received 13 awards and decorations such as the Southwest Asia Service Medal, an Army Achievement Medal, and the highest, a Meritorious Service Medal. Because of the military, within 33 years, 1 month, and 21 days, I was able to complete the following professional military education courses: Airman Leadership School, NCO Academy, United States Air Force Senior NCO Academy, and the enlisted joint PME 1 and 2. Because of the military, within 33 years, 1 month, and 21 days, I increased my ASVAB scores from Mechanical 52, Admin 34, General 39, Electrical 63, to Mechanical 80, Admin 80, General 70, Electrical 85. This means I'm qualified to execute the mission in more career fields. Because of the military, within 33 years, 1 month, and 21 days, I received the following degrees. Community College of the Air Force, Associate in Logistics Management. Community College of the Air Force, Associate in Human Resource Management. Bachelor of Business Administration in International Business, and a Master of Business Administration with a concentration in Human Resources Management. Because of the military, within 33 years, 1 month, and 21 days, and because I separated several times from military service, I'm retiring with 30 years, 2 months, and 11 days for highest 3 pay, and 28 years, 10 months, and 17 days for satisfactory service. Because of the military, within 33 years, 1 month, and 21 days, I learned that the military teaches you everything that you need to know to be a successful service member and, most important, a productive citizen. For example, when I changed my workout regimen, start time to mirror the basic training military start time, I came alive as a person stating to myself, where have I been all these years? Because of the military, within 33 years, 1 month, and 21 days, I have gained wisdom through experiential knowledge and understand that you will gain and lose all at the same time. So adapt, overcome, and improvise by either resetting, recalibrating, recharging, or regrouping. And if you have to, retreat in order to continue executing the mission professionally or personally. Because of the military, and just like so many others serving, I swore to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign or domestic. I'm grateful for this opportunity to serve, experience, and gain camaraderie, and to let everyone know that I will go to war to defend the Constitution of the United States. We all come from somewhere to serve this nation called the United States of America. And because of the military, this native, Anthony Cherry of Gary, Indiana, is a better version of himself and is leaving the United States military better than he came. A pastor by the name of Bishop Joseph W. Walker III stated, "It's not how you start, it's all about how you finish. So finish strong." In closing, I want to thank my children, family, and friends for being a source of motivation and inspiration. I want to thank my wife for being a world of peace, absolutely priceless. I want to thank the city and people of Gary, Indiana for community. I want to thank the Georgia National Guard, Army and Air, and the Georgia Air National Guard State Headquarters team for its consummate professionalism. God bless the great state of Georgia, the Georgia National Guard, Army and Air, the United States Air Force, and God bless America. Signed, Anthony Cherry, Master Sergeant, retired, 5 October 2025.